You're listening to Outdoor Living with Ed Ball. What are some of the top outdoor kitchen trends that you've been seeing in 2020?
You know, in 2020, you know, we've had a very interesting year this year, to say the least. And I think, you know, there's a lot of people who are now saying, hey, I want to spend more time at my home because I can't go out as easily as I used to, or if I could go out, it's not the same atmosphere. So we're seeing a lot more, you know, continuing the trend that we've seen in previous years with the outdoor kitchen. You know, I've seen a lot of people getting into using smokers or green eggs or things like that. Definitely seeing an expansion of the outdoor kitchen or outdoor grilling area, which includes seating for visitors or guests, or if you want to serve your kids while you're cooking, or, you know, the adults are enjoying time or what have you. So in a sense, you're almost bringing your setup of your kitchen, your indoor kitchen, outside. So we're seeing a certain amount of expansion of your outdoor kitchen, so you don't need to go in and out so much. But, you know, that's really a case-by-case basis. I could see a client and they're like, we don't grill out. I see other clients who are really into the whole outdoor kitchen, outdoor grilling, destination, eating experience. And then I see some people somewhere in the middle. So it, you know, it certainly varies per client, but definitely seeing an expansion into an outdoor kitchen area with a fire pit or a fireplace, and expansion to it, not only just a grill, but a bar area inclusive. So you can either serve drinks, or you can, you know, have people sitting while you're cooking, and so they're enjoying a drink or some hors d'oeuvres, or, you know, a place that, you know, you can literally sit at the bar and eat, or set up some kind of a buffet.
And is the fall time too late to build an outdoor kitchen?
No, I mean, we really do complete our work. We're doing construction work throughout the year. As long as the temperature is 32 degrees and rising, the masonry work, you know, won't freeze. So we're really doing we're doing work throughout the year. So there's never a wrong time to start designing and building your outdoor kitchen or outdoor garden space.
Can you share how an outdoor kitchen can enhance outdoor living in the fall and winter?
Sure. So, you know, an outdoor kitchen, you can set up, obviously you're getting warmth from an outdoor grill. You know, you can pair it with an outdoor fireplace. You could pair it with a fire pit. If you had some kind of a structure, either over the outdoor kitchen or near the outdoor kitchen, you can set up infrared heaters. So you can really take that chill off of the air. And in the Mid-Atlantic region last year, in the Washington DC area, we didn't have any snow, measurable snow last year. And so, you know, you can take that chill off. It wasn't really that cold except for a few weeks, and you can take that chill off and you can really be outside. Certainly you're wearing a coat, but you're taking that chill off so you can hang out and have a good time with your friends and family really year-round.
To learn more about Ed Ball, visit www.ebla.pro and find Ed on your favorite social media platform at It's Ed Ball.